lining the bleak autumn branches, preparing to fly to a far sunny shore. When the tinkers made camp at the bend on the river, coming back from the horse fair at Ballinasloe. Now the harvest being over, the farmer went walking all along the fair river that borders his land. And 'twas there he first saw her, twixt firelight and water, the tinker man's daughter, the red-headed Anne. Next morning he rose from a night without slumber. He went straight to the father and he made his case known. And at a pub in Listowel they struck out a bargain for the tinker a pony, to the daughter a home. Where the trees cast their shadows along the fair river, the tinker and the farmer inspected the land. And a wild gallant pony was the price they agreed on, for the tinker man's daughter, the red-headed Anne. Now the wedding was soon over, the tinkers departed. They were eager to travel on south down the road. But the crunch of the iron-shod wheels on the gravel was as bitter to her as the way she'd been sold. But she tried hard to please him, she did all his bidding. She slept in his bed and she worked on his land. But the walls of that cabin pressed tighter and tighter round the tinker man's daughter, the red-headed Anne. Now as white as the hands of a priest or a hangman, the snow spread its blanket the next Christmas round. And the tinkerman's daughter got out from the bedside, turned her back to the land and her face to the town. And it said someone saw her at dusk that same evening. She was making her way down my line of And that was the last that the settled folk saw her, the tinkerman's daughter, the red-headed Anne. The fail at Listowel, and a farm on its banks lives a bitter old man, and he swears by the shotgun he keeps at his bedside that he'll kill any tinker that camps on his land. And yet when he hears iron-shod wheels crunch of gravel, or a horse in the shafts of a bright caravan. His days were tormented, his nights sleep demented, by the tinkerman's daughter, the red-headed Anne.